Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
I want to share with you, you'll see it on the screen, back into the future. Wow. Pastor, I'm old enough. Pastor, I remember that movie. I do too. That was a cool movie, Back to the Future. And I didn't like part one, part two, part three, whatever parts they had. My favorite one was the very first one that came out. I can still remember who I was and who I was with when the first Back to the Future came out. Loved the car. Thought the car, I'm a car guy anyway. The car today, it's really expensive. It's an investment if you can find one of those cars. But I want to talk to you about back into the future. Pastor, I don't get it. I want to talk to you about re-entry back into our everyday life like it was. I want to talk to you about, as your shepherd, as your pastor, that I want to lead you strong. I want to lead you through strong. And so I think it's important that we're preparing ourselves when everything gets back to normal, the re-entry, back to the daily routine, back to the job, the school, out of the house, back to the grocery store, back to the shopping mall. I want to help you with your re-entry. I want to help you get back into the future. I want to help you to get back into the norm, if I can do that this weekend. Y'all praying for me, right? Sure do miss you. Sure do love you. And I just want to start off by this. I just want to say this, that there's a new norm. I'm sure you already realize it. You recognized it, that we're not going back to like it was. Nothing is going to be like it was. Maybe if you have, you're old enough that you've graduated and you'll go back, you know, they used to have them for me every year, you know, when you graduated, they'd have a reunion when the year that you graduated, they had them for years and years and years. And you go back and you would think you could pick up where you were and you found that it didn't happen. You go back to those reunions and you find out that not only had you changed in looks, but also everything else, everyone else around you had changed. I think we're deceive ourselves. I think we'll miss out on God's best. I think we'll miss out on a revival, an awakening, a move of God if we think we're going to go back to same old, same old. It's not going to be same old, same old. There's a new norm. Pastor, I disagree. I don't want that. I understand that. I understand that most people want to go back. Most people, it's human nature, it's carnality to want to go back. But I want you to know, one of our power phrases, Dream Team, is that God never leads you back, but God always leads you forward. There's a new norm right now. And let me give you an illustration. Many of you can remember 9/11. I can remember when you used to be able to go to the airport and go all the way and get on the plane without being stopped with a metal detector or going through the lines. I can remember you go right on your plane. I can remember, you know, without all that security, it was awesome. It used to be fun growing up to go to the airport. It used to be fun to get on a plane. And they actually served you meals that was included with a ticket, not in first class, but back in business and back in with the ordinary folk like you and me said. I can remember the good old days, but how many of you know that after 9/11, that changed everything? There was a new norm. It had to change the security. It changed the way that we went to airports, how we checked in at airports, how we checked in our luggage, how we got on the plane. It changed everything. Well, just like that changed everything, this epidemic has changed everything. So there's going to be a new norm. And as your pastor, as your shepherd who loves you, I want to equip you and I want to prepare you for what God has prepared for you. Does that make sense? So with that in mind, let me give you some scriptures, and then I want to give you some action points and some takeaways, okay? So let's just look at it. Isaiah 43. I really love this verse. You say that all the time. Well, I love them all. Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. And look what it says. Do not earnestly remember the former things. Do not earnestly remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. How powerful is that? Notice he says there again that do not consider, or do not earnestly remember the things in the past, neither consider the things of old. Wow. So God doesn't want us to go backwards. God doesn't want to do the old. God doesn't want it to be the same old, same old. Look what he says in the next verse. He says, verse 19, behold, look, it's important we get a vision. It's important that we have a godly look, a godly view, a word, not worldly view. It's important that we see what God is about to do, get a vision. Behold, I am doing a new thing. There's the principle. He says, don't live in the past. Don't want to keep going back to the past. You know, the way that we lived before is not the way we're going to live in this new world, in this new season, in this new chapter. It's not going to be the same. And I'm deceiving myself. I'm really defeating myself. I'm really going to miss out on what God wants to do in my life and in your life and in our church and our ministry if I say, God, I want to go back to the way that it was. He said, don't remember the old thing. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? In other words, spend some time in prayer and get revelation. Do you not perceive it? Do you not know it? Will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness. In other words, what he's saying there, it may look impossible. It may look endless, hopeless. But God says, trust me, I can make a way. I can move the mountain. I can do a miracle. I can have transformation. I can do better in your future than I did in the past. Now, let me give you a story in the Bible. Let me give you a story. Teachers like to give Bible stories. Expositors like to give, you know, natural everyday stories. So it's easier for me to give you Bible stories. So Bible story in the Old Testament, y'all remember Moses, great leader, leading through, was leading the people of Israel out of Egypt. And he was supposed to lead them into the promised land, the future. But they all died off, except for Joshua and Caleb, in the wilderness. And a new generation came up. But listen now, listen very carefully. It may be unfamiliar to you, but let me just bring it out. You'll see it in the book of Numbers in the Old Testament. As Moses was leading them to their future, getting them back into God's future for their life, they kept saying to him, when things got tough, and things got hard, and there were obstacles in their way, they kept saying to Moses, Moses, we want to go back. We want to go back and do church the way it used to be. We want to go back and shop the way it used to be. We want to go back and bank the way it used to be. We want to go back and do our daily routine the way it used to be. The children of Israel, anytime it got rough or tough or an obstacle, well, were always whining, complaining, and blaming the leader and wanted to go back. That's why we have a paraphrase here in our dream team. God never leads you backwards. God's always leading you forward. He said, don't even consider, don't spend time on the old. He said, behold, get a vision, get perception, get revelation, and see that I'm about to do a new thing. A new thing. So with that in mind, let me just give you some things that you and I need to be looking for. And the guys will have it. Letter A, that we need to be looking for new obstacles. When God's about to take you places you've never been before, and that's what he's about to do. He's about to take you and me places we've never been before. Guess what? In this new norm, there'll be new obstacles. But don't be like the children of Israel and let those obstacles cause us to stop and look back and want to go back all the time. I want to go back the way it used to be. It's not going to be the way it used to be. It's a new norm. It's a new day. It's a new season. And rather fight it, let's do this. The next letter B, let's look for new opportunities. Rather than focusing on the obstacles, oh, it's so hard, and it's not like it used to be, and it's stretching, it's uncomfortable. Here's what I know from working out in the gym. You'll never grow and get stronger being comfortable. You'll never grow or get bigger muscles being comfortable. Likewise, spiritually. We'll never grow spiritually in a comfort zone. We'll never grow spiritually as long as we're comfortable. I think this epidemic, God is using it as a wake-up call to many who have been in the church, who have been at ease. And the Bible says, woe to those who are at ease in Mount Zion. I think it's a wake-up call for us to look at our perspectives. You heard me a few weeks ago talk about God's doing some amazing things. God's calling us to repentance in a positive way, so God can pour out a refreshing and a revival in our family, in our communities, in our churches, in our government, in our education, in our commerce, in the seven pillars of our society. So there's going to be new obstacles, but with that, there's going to be new opportunities. And letter C, there's going to be new methods. Well, one thing you and I have got to know is we're married to the mission, but we're not married to the methods. Our mission at Church on the Rock is never going to change. It's to lead people to a God who's for them and help them discover His purpose for their life. The mission will never change. The message will never change. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him will not perish, but have eternal life. That'll never change. But my brother and sister, my new friend, the methods have to change. The methods have to change. Oh, we're talking about how to get back into the future. As we go back into society, as we go back into no longer the 6 foot social, you know, distancing, as we get back, it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be like it was. But don't let that frighten you. Don't let that paralyze you. Don't let that stop you. Don't let that steal your destiny or your hope. No. God knew this before we ever knew it. God has a plan, a sustainable plan. God's got principles. God's got a strategy. God has something in front of all of us that's better than what was behind us. But we're going to have to realize to get back into the future, back into re-entry, we're going to have to make some adjustments. We're going to have to make some changes. We're going to have to realize there are going to be new obstacles. There are going to be new opportunities. There's going to be new methods. And then, letter D, there's going to be a new territory. In order to get to that new territory, there's giants in the land. What? Yeah, there's giants in the land. And let me give you the scripture, Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. I love this. This is brilliant, brilliant word of God. Look at this. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, watch this now, things are about to change. They were being led by Moses, and watch this now, they were led by an old method. What? Yeah, in the book of Numbers, they were led by signs. They were led by signs. What, Pastor? Wasn't it a pillar of cloud to cover them from the heat of the day, and a pillar of fire to lead them in the desert at night? The methods are about to change when God changed the man, the leadership, a new season, a new generation, and went from Moses to Joshua. It was a new man, a new method, a new generation. Now he's about to tell them, you know what? You used to be led by signs, and now I want you to be led by the word of the living God. Oh my goodness, a new method. So next verse, verse 2, it says, Moses, my servant, is dead now. Therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people. He's talking about lead them through. Joshua, now you lead them through strong to the land which I'm about to give them, the children of Israel. So he said, I got a new future. He said, get back into the future. He said, it looks like your future was lost, but now there's reentry. Get back into the future. I still have the promised land. I still have my promises. I still have my principles. I still have a future for you. It's not to harm you or hurt you. He said, re-entry, get back now on track. Your forefathers died off in the wilderness. It was an 11-day journey, took them 40 years. It was an 11-day journey, took them 40 years. Disobedience will always take you off God's track and bring delay in your life. So notice he says, next verse, verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I've given to you, as I said to Moses. What is he saying? I want you to walk in your authority. Put your foot down. Walk in your authority, your God-given authority. Oh, my goodness. So notice a new man, a new method, a new generation, new territory. Wow, get back into their future, re-entry, get back on track. It's not going to be like it was before. They were led by signs. Now signs are to follow them. They were led by signs. Now God said, I'm not going to lead you by signs. I'm going to lead you by the Word of God. You got to build your life on the Word. It's what does the Word say? All right? So look at some more verses there. Verses 6 through 8. Be strong and of a good courage. We're going to have to be strong for the reentry. Get back in the routine. Won't be the same routine. Get back in the old way. Won't be the old way. It'll be a new way. And reentry back into the future. What are we going to do? We're going to need to be strong. We're going to need to be courageous because with this new future, there's new obstacles. But there's new opportunities and there's new methods and there's new territory. So he said, you're going to have to be strong. You're going to have to be courageous for you to lead the people through to their inheritance. Well, how do we get strong, God? Where does our strength come from? Where does our courage not to melt, not to bow, not to give up, not to wilt, not to always want to go back? Oh, most people always want to go back the way it used to be. There's a new norm. There's a reentry. It's back into your future that God has for you. Oh, you may feel like it's been a detour, but I want to tell you something. When your times are in the Lord's hands, he's using even this to design your future and your destiny. So, verse 8, he's going to tell us, how do we get strong? Verse 8, he said, this book of the law, that's the Bible, this book of the law, keep it in your mouth. Wow. How are we going to make it into new territory? It's important our confession. It's important our affirmation. It's important we're speaking faith. It's important we're speaking the Word. Wow. He said, keep the Word in your mouth and meditate on God's Word day and night, night and day. Remember, it's a new method. He didn't tell him to do this in the desert. He never told him to do this in the desert. This is a new method because it's a new future. It's a reentry. It's a new generation. The old generation, the old way died off. The old leadership died off. The old generation died off. It was a new man. It was a new generation. It was a new people. It was a new season. It was reentry. It was back into their future. Now they're back on track. God had promised their forefathers. They disobeyed. But now God says, reentry, get back into your future. This was your family's future. They missed it. It's still your future. Back into your future. So he says, this is how you're going to do it. Meditate. Oh, Pastor, there you are again, harping on a Bible reading plan. Sorry. Meditate in the Word day and night, night and day, that you can choose to observe, to do all that's written. Then you'll make your way. This is what I want for you. Prosperous. And then you will have good success. Don't you love it? Boy, I feel an anointing. Then one more passage of Scripture. It's in Joshua chapter 3. And look what he says. And they commanded the people. Watch this now. They commanded the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant. Ooh, when I think of the Ark of the Covenant, Indiana Jones. No, when I think of the Ark of the Covenant, I think of what was in the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant stood for the presence of God and the Word of God. Be the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. And he said, now, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Go after what? The Word. Not signs. Go after what? The Holy Spirit. Not signs. The method changed. It's new opportunities, new giants in the land. It's new territory. Wow. It's new methods back into their future to go where God originally wanted them to go, to the promised land. But they got detoured. They got distracted. They got off course. Their forefathers. Next verse, verse 4. Yet, now watch this now. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go. Watch this now. Watch. For you have not passed this way ever before. What is he saying? This has been your parents' future. They never made it. Now you're back in reentry. You're back in everyday life. Now you have a new leader, a new method. And now you've never been here, but this was your family's future and this is your future. You've never been here before. I'm about to take you into a season you've never been there before. I'm about to take you into new territory you've never been there before. It's your future. Oh my goodness. God is wanting to take you and I as reentry, no matter when it is, and as slowly progresses and comes our way, we want to be prepared for it. We want to be ready for it. We don't want to be taken off guard. We don't want to have false assumptions. We don't want to be deceived by thinking it's going to be just like it always was. It's not. Church won't. Life won't. Work won't. Some of you have lost your jobs, not going to get it back. Some of you are going to have new jobs you never had before. You see, for every new season, it takes new skill, new skill, new skill. So I just want to encourage you, prepare yourself for re-entry. Prepare yourself to get back into the future that God has for you and me as the children of God. He's going to take you into new territory. We've never been here before. We're doing things we've never done before by God's grace. God's going to show us how to do things we've never done before by God's grace. All right, Pastor, what's the steps of action that I need to take? What do I need to take to get back into my future as re-entry, as re-engagement, as we go back to life as it was, even though it won't be as it was? How do we prepare? I'm glad you asked. Here's how you do it. Letter A, meditation on God's word daily. Meditation on God's word daily. One of the things that I'm doing right now during this epidemic is I'm going through the entire New Testament, Book of Psalms and Proverbs, going through the entire New Testament. I've read the Bible through many times in my lifetime. But I said, God, I'm going to utilize this time, I'm going to maximize this time to prepare myself for the next season. That when the re-entry, re-engagement, get back into where you don't have to stay home rule, the 6-foot social distancing rule, but I need to know it's not going to be like it was. Because it's a new day, it's a new season, and you and I, God's going to take us places we've never been before. So how do I prepare? Meditate on God's word. What does that mean? No, it doesn't mean that. It means when you read the Bible, stop and pray over it. You read a few scriptures and you stop and you pray over it. And you say, Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me? Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me? You read the Bible, a scripture pops out in bold print. That's a rhema word. You start memorizing it, meditating on it, seeing yourself with it, calling it as if it's already done, even though it may not be. Meditation is personalizing the Bible, visualizing the Bible, memorizing the Bible, applying the Bible. Wow. Verbalizing the Bible. Number two is stay full of the Holy Spirit daily. Remember now, God's leading them with a new method. Methods change. In the book of Numbers, he led them with signs. And now he says, I'm not going to lead you that way anymore. Don't ask for a sign. He said, I'm going to lead you with the word of God. He said, you follow the word, and that's the Ark of the Covenant, Indiana Jones. You follow the word, and as you follow the word, it'll take you where you've never been before. So the Ark of the Covenant stood for the Holy Spirit. If you're not full of the Holy Spirit, if you don't have a prayer language, we can help you with that. We can help you with that. So that's number two, stay full of the Holy Spirit daily. Number three is stay humble. In preparing for reentry, in preparing when all this is over, the aftermath and the effects, how it's going to change laws, guidelines, restrictions, limitations, all kinds of things. You and I want to stay humble. We're lifelong learners at Church on the Rock. Humility is not weakness. Humility is flexibility, adaptability, and teachability. All right? Stay humble. And number four is keep a growth mindset. Keep a growth mindset. God, what are you teaching me today? God, what are you teaching me as I go through this today, this season, this epidemic, this chapter, this week, this month? God, what do you want me to learn? God, what do you want me to apply? Keep a growth mindset. We're lifelong learners at Church. As long as we do that, we'll keep moving back into our future. And your future is bright in God. You say, Pastor, I don't know God. I want to know God. Pastor, through all of this, I'm reaching out now to God. I realize I need God. Always before, I didn't think I did, but now I know I need God. Pastor, I want to know God. I want to lead you to a God who's for you today. Help you discover his purpose for your life. Pastor, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christ follower, but God's dealing with me today to make some adjustments, to repent of some things in a positive way, to yield my life, to let God lead me, to make some changes, more of God, less of the world, make some changes. I really don't read the Bible. Now I know I need to. I'm really not full of the Holy Spirit. I want to take that step, get full of the Holy Spirit, have a prayer, whatever it might be. Pastor, pray for me. I want to pray for you right there where you're at. Everybody, would you say it out loud with me? Here we go. Heavenly Father, I repent of every sin, every mistake, every transgression I've ever committed. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me. He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. Help me to plug in to a local church spiritual community. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations. Wow, sure do miss you. Sure do love you. Tommy's coming in just a moment to tell you the next step. But I just want to encourage you, go to our website, check out our resources, follow our devotionals, connect, communicate, you know, get in the chat room, build some relationships. It's so important we stay connected in a crisis. Until next time, I love you dearly, and don't forget, God is for you.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.